is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, that weird sound means it's 2:07 on a Friday afternoon, the Ryan Wiggins version of the show intro. And we're excited to have some guests in because we're going to play X's and O's here. I'm happy to welcome in Principal Eric Brofford, who's the principal at Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, and Dave Drews, who I understand had spent some time working with Thrivent. A lot of people are familiar with that. Eric and Dave, thanks for being here today.
Great to be here.
So I want to ask you guys, I want to ask you first, Mr. Brofford, principal at a school. A lot of people are looking for alternatives to public education right now. I am a huge advocate for Lutheran education. I went to Lutheran schools myself in the Metro East. Are you seeing people coming and checking out Lutheran schools right now that maybe in the past haven't, or within the last 5 years or so?
Oh, definitely, because I think they're looking for what the Lutheran schools provide, traditional education, faith-based education, and just a family atmosphere.
And Holy Cross, most Lutheran schools, I would assume right now, are enrolling. People can check it out. Like, what's the best way to connect with you about what Holy Cross and Collinsville has to offer?
The best way to connect with me and Holy Cross is to go on our website, www.holycross-collinsville.org, and check us out. You can apply online, and there are links there.
Yeah, be sure if you go to Holy Cross in Collinsville, there are such wonderful people there. Mention my name when you do go talk to them, and you'll get the Annie Fry treatment, which I hope is better than if you didn't.
I don't know about that.
You have to ask. I know Mr. Brofford really well. I met you, Dave, at the Lisa auction. You've known Mr. Brofford for quite some time, but you've been a strong supporter of Lutheran education as well.
Well, sure. I was a graduate of Lutheran North back in 1970. Met my wife there. Our children were members of a Lutheran grade school, also graduates of Lutheran North. And so I've been involved in the supporting of Lutheran education from the grade school level through high school, the Lutheran Elementary School Association, Lutheran Specialized Education. I'm a chronic volunteer when it comes to those organizations because I just believe so strongly in what they achieve.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. LisaSTL.org is the website for people like you who might feel the compulsion to want to give back to making that possible for other people. There, you know, it does cost to go to a Lutheran school. People listening right now have heard me talking about Lutheran education. We raised like $25,000 for an Annie Fry Show scholarship for Lutheran schools. But Dave, you know, you figured out ways to give back. What do you want to tell those people listening right now who have a story like yours connected to Lutheran education on some smart ways that they can maybe either get involved, write a check, time, treasure, whatever they have to give? What would you tell them to do?
Well, all of the organizations have websites, whether it's Lisa, whether it's the Lutheran Association for Special Education, all these organizations, if you just log onto their websites, there are always auctions, golf tournaments, and other activities to get involved. Now, Lisa, this fall's coming up, has the Brew in the Loo, which is a great fundraising opportunity to not only get to help the organization financially, but get to know the people involved with the organizations, because they are really special people.
Yeah, certainly. And Mr. Brofford, you've worked on both sides of the river in Lutheran education.
Yes.
And you've participated in the breadth of what Lutheran education has to offer in both Missouri and Illinois. For everybody listening right now, there's a Lutheran school out there for somebody who's listening.
There
right
is, now. Yeah, somewhere. And the biggest thing for me is I've been doing this 37 years now, seeing kids that I've taught, you know, go on to great careers and come back and tell me what they're doing now. You know, Mr. Brofford, I went here for school. I got my master's degree. I'm doing this. I'm teaching, whatever. There's so many success stories from Lutheran schools.
I'm going to highlight Ron's comment here on our Annie Fry YouTube channel. A Lutheran education does not cost. It pays in the long run. Well, that's marketing. That was free marketing there. Ron, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Now is about the time where we get Todd in the room, the intensifying drummer, to start X's and O's. And I hand this over to Ryan. And then I just apologize to our guests for whatever happens next. So,
yep.
Ryan?
So this is X's and O's. Neither one have ever played before. So we've kind of giving you the rules, but just as a reminder, if you're listening and you don't know the rules of X's and O's, we have two guests here. Today it is Eric and Dave, and each of them has a corresponding XO, and we have a tic-tac-toe board up behind them. 1 through 9, each square has a number. Each square also has a question associated with it, and you will just go through, try to get tic-tac-toes. We don't stop at one, though. We keep playing the whole thing, see if you can even, you know, break ties and stuff. We just keep going. These are your two experts, Ethan and Annie. They will answer the questions for you. You simply have to agree.
Ethan is an expert.
Yes.
This is fun.
Sure am.
agree or disagree with their answer. And to determine who's going first, usually it's X's. So X's go first. That's Eric.
X's. Sure.
So Eric, sure. You want to pick a square to start. Which one do you want to pick? Well, it's you got to tell me first.
I'll tell you first. Yeah. Five.
Five. All right, and who is going to be answering this question for you, Ethan or Annie?
We'll go with Annie.
All right.
Okay, you have the first square of the day is an audio whoopee.
Whoopee!
On Wednesday, we talked about how Trump sounded a little bit like Marlon Brando's Godfather.
Oh, no. I didn't watch
the movie.
And
I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before? All this death and destruction. Why didn't you negotiate? I said to the people, why didn't you negotiate with me 2 weeks ago? You could have done fine.
You could have done it. You could have been a contender. Different movie, but same actor. All right. Of these three actors, which was not in The Godfather Part 1.
Oh, no. I hope you know this one.
Number one, Al Pacino.
Okay.
Number two, Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Or number three, Robert Duvall.
Dave knows. He might be the only one in there.
You can say if you know. No, you can talk.
It's Eric's.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry. Then
sabotage.
Don't say anything.
I think that Robert Duvall was in it. So I'm going to pick him. The question is, who wasn't in it?
Who was, of those three actors, which one of those was not in The Godfather Part 1?
Well, I think Duvall was in it, so I'm going
to say. So it's between Pacino and De Niro.
You can agree or disagree with me.
I disagree.
Well, that's correct. Yes, that is correct because
so
Robert.
He gets the square.
He got it right. Yeah, you played that well.
That's because I like Mr. Brawford.
So there you go.
I like Dave too. I'll do both.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, it was Robert De Niro was not in it.
De Niro was not was in not the first in, one. Correct. Yes, he was.
I think that would have been my guess if I was going to try to do it that way. But I don't know. Pacino and De Niro, the same people.
Which made The Godfather Part 2 very confusing.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, that's
is
the first
De Niro
one.
In part two?
Yeah, he is in part two.
There you go.
All right, that is the first question. We have an X on the board for Eric. Now it is Dave's turn.
I'll go with number one.
Number one. All right, who's
top
answering
left.
This question for you?
And I'll go with Ethan this time. We'll bounce back and forth.
Ethan, Spaceballs 2.
Gosh.
has been announced.
Man, that's the question I should have gotten.
Likely being released in 2027 when Mel Brooks will be over 100 years old. He does plan on reprising his roles in the film, including as Yogurt. Which Spaceballs actor, known for his sound effects, was recently on the Annie Fry Show in 2025?
I was not here. He was.
I was.
Yeah.
You were.
Because it was the Manny Fry Show.
Yeah.
And I believe it was the guy that had made all the sound effects.
The bleeps, the creeps, and the sweeps.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not giving him a choice?
No choice.
Oh, Michael.
He was on the show.
Michael Bradley?
Michael Bradley. Agree or disagree? Dave.
I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm gonna agree with you.
You're going to agree.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous.
I think it's Michael something. I don't think it's Bradley.
Annie is correct. It is not Michael Bradley, which means X gets the square.
Stanley?
Michael Winslow.
Dang Winslow, it. Yeah.
Was Michael Winslow. Which
and didn't he pick? Didn't he tip off Spaceballs 2?
He did while he was here.
Yeah.
He said he thought it was going to happen, but he was really talking more about Police Academy.
Oh.
He was like, I don't know if that one's going to happen. And he really wanted it to. All right.
Eric gets to pick next.
I'll go nine.
Yeah, you got to go nine. This would be the first tic-tac-toe. Who's answering for you?
Ethan.
Ethan. In Wiggins America this week, we did, Gen Z news.
Sure
including
did.
How Gen Z loves RVs, brands they agree with politically, and how they want to have hookup spots on the job at work.
Hanky pankies.
Hanky
panky
spots.
What you called it?
Yeah.
Within a year, what is the oldest birth year that is considered Gen Z as reported in that segment?
Oh, yeah. You should know this.
1997.
1997. So within a year, is Ethan correct or incorrect about the oldest, the eldest that can be considered Gen Z?
I'll agree.
That is correct. He is spot on it, too.
Wow.
1997 is correct.
It's a tic-tac-toe.
There is the first tic-tac-toe of the game.
Slash through the middle of the board, Dave. You can take square.
Missing one question does a lot.
I want to do number two, I guess.
All right, number two.
And I'll take Annie this time.
Don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Annie. This week, Kraft Heinz announced they will be voluntarily removing artificial food dyes from all of their products to get ahead of RFK Jr. and the FDA. One member of the Heinz family, Teresa, is 86 years old and married to which former Democrat presidential candidate?
John Kerry. I wrote down John Kerry when you said Heinz.
Wow.
Gee whiz.
She feels pretty confident.
She does.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that.
That is correct. Yeah, that was
I was
a good
thinking,
move.
I'm going to be honest. I was like, he's a guy with the hair. He looks like a horse. John Kerry.
Wow. All righty.
Wow.
Hey, however you get to the
it's
right
hair, process. Horse, Kerry.
That is correct.
Hair. Oh.
All right.
Oh, gets on the board.
Number
two?
Number two.
Yeah.
Number two. All right, Eric, back to you.
Three.
Number three. You're going to completely isolate him.
Let's try Annie again.
All right, Annie.
Yep.
You have stumbled into AI. That is incorrect. Sorry, I played the wrong sounder there. You have stumbled into a guest quote.
This is a guest quote.
Okay.
All right. The guest quote from this week is somebody who appeared
Dave,
on this show.
Dave, I would play the rest of this game under protest, just for the record.
All right. Here's the quote. These are leeches. Simple as that. I mean, they just get in the middle of the transaction and don't add anything.
What was
who, which guest of the show said this week? These are leeches. Simple as that. I mean, they just get in the middle of the transaction and don't add anything.
Stephen Moore.
I agree.
That is incorrect. It is DeRoy Murdoch.
Oh, I wish he would have given more context as to what we were leeching.
Yeah,
sorry, Eric.
He was talking about prescription drugs.
Yeah.
That was his topic. So it was a little...
So
the word leeches,
it was tough.
The word leeches is totally in the realm of something Stephen Moore would
it
say.
It totally could be.
Sorry.
All right. All right, making it a game.
I'm a little relieved you got one wrong. That way, you know, I don't feel as bad for my responsibility as failing as an expert.
Number six.
Right? Don't worry. We'll get you feeling worse.
He'll make more mistakes. It'll be fine.
All right, Dave, you are saying number six.
Let's try six.
All right, number six.
And I go back to Ethan.
And you're going to go back to Ethan. All right. Ethan, you have stumbled into AI.
Are you sure?
No. This should be a clip, a real clip from the week, from the news, run through artificial intelligence. So the quote is real, but it won't sound like the person saying it. Tell me who said this.
Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a man. How many men do you know that have this?
What?
So
do it again.
One more time.
Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a man. How many men do you know that have this?
So just to clarify, this is not have to be from a guest, right? It's just any sound,
right? It's a news clip.
Okay.
It's a news clip.
This is Riley Gaines.
You seem really confident.
This is Riley Gaines. She was announcing her that she was pregnant at the Turning Point USA Women's...
Well, you're going to look really bad if you're wrong.
Leadership
Summit. Yeah. Dave, agree?
Sure. Yeah, he sounds as confident as anyone.
He certainly does.
Ago.
Here's who it really was.
Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a man. How many men do you know that have this?
Baby bump.
It helps when you pull the cut.
Yeah.
that helps.
That's always, for people who are coming in here and playing as contestants, when Brad's the person who pulls all of the sound for the show, he does have an advantage to
it
that.
It definitely helps.
All right, who's next?
Eric.
Eric, you get to go next.
Eight. And I'll take Ethan.
Number eight, Ethan. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on The View this week to share moderate center views on how immigrants should behave as grateful guests and not as petulant or entitled to be here. But these centrist views from the former California governor were too far right
the governor.
For any of The View hosts. Name one year in which Arnold was the governor of California.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, boy. This is before my time. I know he mentioned in that, I think he came to the U.S. in 1968. So...
1967.
Okay. All right. Well, it's close.
No, I'm just saying that would be a bad answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for proving to be useful.
Shots fired.
I'm trying to think of, like, what would a realistic number of years before you become a... What was he, a governor, a senator?
Governor.
Governor.
The question is, when was he governor?
When was he the governor?
It kind of feels like the details won't matter for your answer.
I'm going to go ahead and go with 1978.
Disagree.
That is the wise choice.
Is it the 90s?
That is correct. So, no, not in the 90s at all.
2000? Early?
2003 through, can you believe it, 2011.
I'm like, what?
Recently.
I had no idea it was that recent.
Yeah, 2000. Right. That was your lifetime.
Eric is threatening again. Another tic-tac-toe.
We're going to go number 7 for the block.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Annie again.
Okay.
Okay, Annie, you have, again, stumbled into AI.
AI.
Even though the first time you didn't.
Yeah, why'd you say again?
He's just trying to throw me off.
All right, again, this is a real news clip from the week. Tell me who said this.
Sister Zukiya said she needs a witness. So I'm going to say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
What? Did we cover this?
Oh, yeah.
On the air? On the show?
We played it.
Play it again.
Played the sound.
Sam.
Here you go.
Sister Zukiya said she needs a witness. So I'm going to say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
I don't think that I played the sound on the air. I have it, and it was Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, but I don't think I played it. I think. Oh, no, wait. Could it have been Carol Ross? Is it? What's the question again? What am I trying to find?
Tell me who said that.
But read the question as you said it the first time.
It's just a clip run through AI.
A clip.
Yes, a clip of a news clip. So it could be anybody that we've had in the folder this week.
So it's not Carol Roth who was there.
It's not a guest on the show.
That's the question.
Right.
Brandon Johnson.
Okay, Brandon Johnson.
You confident in that answer?
75%. More confident than I am in the Illinois government.
I'll agree. Here's who really said it.
Sister Zakiya says you need a witness. So I'm going to say it again. Investing in black is not a criminal act.
Yeah, we pulled that. We did not play that.
We didn't play it?
No. Okay.
We talked about it.
We did.
Successful
I read
block.
It.
Thank you.
But yes, there you go. One more, and Ethan's been used 4 times, and I've been used 4 times. So, Eric, you get to go, and you get to pick either one of us for square 4.
I'll go with Annie.
All right.
Annie for number 4. All right.
Sister for all Zukiya? The marbles.
Ooh,
yeah, I don't know.
You play that, I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
It's a weird start.
Zucchini at first. It's like, who?
Yeah.
All right, you have found the other audio whoopee.
Okay.
Whoopee.
This one might be my favorite one of the week, too. One of the senators from California has been causing quite a scene wherever he goes.
I was forced to the ground. First on my knees,
and then
flat on my chest. And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway.
You could have sped that up.
No, thanks. What are the names of the 2 senators from California?
Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla.
Agree.
That is correct. To end X's and O's.
And I wouldn't have known that. Because I didn't know Alex Padilla was from California until when we talked about that on this segment. I was like, where is he a senator from? Whoa, who knew?
Neither did Christy know him.
If only he would have announced himself walking into that situation.
Right.
All right. It is 5-4. And 1 tic-tac-toe going to Mr. Brawford. There
Congratulations.
You go.
Congratulations. Well played.
Yeah, back a good and game. Forth. Yeah. If you wouldn't have gone for the diagonal tic-tac-toe to begin with, I think this could have been a bit closer. So good job. Smart move.
That's right. Smart principle.
Smart move. Real quick before we go, Mr. Brawford, again, how can people learn more about Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, Illinois?
Go to www.holycross-collinsville.org.
All right. Highly recommend that school. Wonderful school. And if there's a Lutheran school near you and you've been wanting to check them out, this summer is a great time to connect, have a conversation with them, tell them you heard about it on the Annie Fry Show, and just see if it's for you, if it's for your family, if it's for your grandchildren. Grandparents is a great opportunity to make really the possibilities endless for your kids. in a Lutheran education. Dave, Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
God
good
bless.
Good to have you. And thank you for the cherry pie. Ryan, he brought
a Holy Cross cherry tree.
A Holy Cross cherry tree pie. Homemade by Mr. Brawford.
I will eat the whole thing.
You can't get that at other schools.
You can't get that kind of thing in a public school. They won't let you eat it, I bet.
No.
They probably won't.
That's what you get in Illinois these days. All the dumb laws.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll close out the show here in about 35 minutes, but we need your vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Is President Trump humble? Yes or no? What a question. Go vote. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. On the job from 9 to 5.
This is the Annie Fry Show. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show, live at 1.0 speed.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I know there's so many things happening in the world, but Ryan had this really important story that he wanted to cover for us. Ryan?
I was a big fan of JoJo Siwa growing up. And by growing up, I mean like last year.
Her growing up?
No, me.
But she
I was a big fan.
She wasn't here.
While I was growing up.
That's not possible.
She wasn't alive.
I was still growing up the last few years.
Oh, you mean like mentally?
Yes.
Got it.
Spiritually.
Nah, I doubt that.
You were a big fan of her
so
while
you were
I have the most confidence in you.
But you, as you guys know, We've gotten used to this. Anytime there's JoJo news, I'm like, okay, I got to share my JoJo.
And it explains the hair bows he wears
all JoJo.
The time.
Oh, I'm JoJo.
Uh-oh, it's
Ryan's
JoJo time.
Big into headwear.
We had that sounder I played all the time.
And facial makeup.
I deleted that
where
because
else
I'm trying to grow.
Seriously, though.
Nickelodeon star JoJo Siwa.
What's the source?
Is that how you say? I don't even know. Is that the proper pronunciation of her name?
Where's the source?
This is just coming from X, but they're quoting her. So I'm assuming that all the quotes are literally.
Is it possible that this is satire or something like that?
No. There's video of this stuff, and Ethan says he's confirmed that he's seen this too. But this is just from a reporter named Colin Rugg, owner of Trending Politics. So there's your source. JoJo Siwa says she felt pressure to come out as lesbian as a minor for her career. Now, before we jump into this, I don't want to make people believe that she's been red-pilled now and she's, you know.
You don't have to go all the way to the extreme
yes,
on this.
But the thing she's saying, you're like, oh, this sounds very much like, of course this was going on behind the scenes, promote her career and stuff. She has made these comments as she opened up about her new relationship with a man. Siwa, who is no longer a lesbian, says she felt pressure from the LGBTQ community, according to another source here, UMag. She says, quote, from the people I know, from partners I've had, you just get put in this world where you feel like because you have now said, oh, I'm a lesbian, you have to be a lesbian. And the truth is, sexuality is fluid. So like I said, it's not like she's red-pilled. She's just coming out and saying this is her experience.
No. I mean, to me, the identity that she has, her sexual identity, whatever it is, that is a sub story to she was pressured as a minor to be sexually public about something, pressured in any way, shape, or form, publicly pressured regarding her sexuality.
Right.
That's a story. For her to come out and say that, and she was, isn't her, you probably don't know, I know a little bit about her. Nobody in my family, I'm not exposed to anybody who has been on the JoJo Siwa train at any point in time, but I've been familiar with her, and I've been aware of it because I have raised girls who could have been impressed upon by her, so I'm always kind of trying to stay one step ahead on whatever the fad and the trend is. And then if I feel like something is really good, then I work to expose them to more of that. For instance, Bluey is a great example of something that started to become very popular. I wanted to check it out for myself to be sure if I wanted it in my home. And I realized this is wonderful content for my kids to consume. So if Bluey is on the TV or if I need to turn the TV on for something for a moment, Bluey is a go-to.
It's safe.
JoJo Siwa, my understanding is that she was born out of Dance Moms.
Is that a show or is that a thing?
It was a reality show.
Okay.
About Dance Moms. So like the dance culture, I'm not going to degrade or put down the dance culture. I am not a part of
I will.
Well.
As a huge JoJo fan, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dance is, I look at dance and the dance culture that exists out there exactly the same way that people who aren't associated with club baseball or aren't associated with club soccer, from the outside looking in, you could just think, why are you spending so much time and money doing that? So I think I can do that to dance, but I don't want to disrespect people who feel like this is the right thing for their child or whatever. There's a lot to be learned in any sort of team competition that I think is valuable. But Dance Moms was a reality show that was meant to amplify the psychotic nature of, like, the most stereotypical psychotic nature of dance moms. And listen, you could have baseball moms in there. And I've been around the baseball, club baseball scene for a long time, the select ball. Like, there are reels upon reels upon reels, shorts upon shorts upon shorts about, like, baseball moms, softball moms, these type of sport-affiliated parents. Dance Moms, of course, being a reality show. That is what made JoJo Siwa. That's kind of where the big hair bows and everything came from.
Okay.
Dance. So she became a celebrity at a young age as a dancer.
Child star.
Yes, completely.
Yeah. And I mean, she's only 22 now.
And a huge child star.
Enough that we who do not care about that world, other than, I guess, that we have kids that we have to monitor that stuff. That was even before my kids were really getting into that age. And I still knew her name.
Yeah.
So she's a pretty big star. I'm going to share this on the YouTube page because she looks completely different now. I don't know if I'm doing this right here. I've got the
just
video.
Just talk through
up.
It. We'll get it up.
But she looks completely different now. They've made her, you know, when she was going through this, they would give her all of this kind of, like,
well, everything,
flair.
Her identity as a celebrity became only about her being a lesbian.
Yes, it did. News about that.
She was a dancer, but wasn't she a singer? Didn't she become a singer?
She was a pop star.
Yes.
Like, I don't think. Can you name a single JoJo Siwa song?
No.
Like, I don't know any. So I think you're either in that lane or you're not. But if you were in that lane, you could be massively in that lane. And there's a lot of merchandise to sell, which means there's money to be made. But it was JoJo Siwa to me was annoying. And then it was like the only thing people want the world to know about JoJo Siwa is her sexuality.
Yeah, that's it.
And she was a teen.
Yes.
And I thought that is when I was like, no, you are not going to come into my, like, and listen, if there is a celebrity who made their entire public figure about how promiscuously heterosexual they are, they would also be a no in my family. Like, if you're a teenager and it's all about who you sleep with, no, absolutely not. So when that became her main identity, this is why this frustrates me so much. And I've talked about this for years now. You know, the idea of woke, and that's a key word that just sends everybody running pantingly into their own corners when you say woke. Like, everybody knows where you stand when the word woke is involved. But there are issues that the umbrella of woke encompasses that I actually think are important issues for us as a society, culture, to look at, address. There are heart issues that exist in the world of woke, like inequality or discrimination or racism, how we treat one another as humans. There are absolutely things that got wrapped up and put a bow on top of in the term woke that I think conservatives and humans too easily push aside because, oh, that's woke and I'm not going to talk about it. Does racism exist in the world today? Absolutely, it exists in the world today. Does sexism exist? It absolutely exists. If you're a conservative, Christian, traditionally set individual and you don't believe that homosexuality is part of God's design, does that give you license to treat somebody who is living a homosexual life with hate and anger? It absolutely doesn't. I mean, let's get the measuring stick out. And if you think that that's a sin on the other side, make sure you remember they get to measure your sin as well. So understanding that everybody is under the umbrella as a Christian of sin and that you are made clean through Christ. That's where Christians miss the boat, I think, is, you know, saying woke is a way to say, well, these are all the things we don't have to care about anymore. But the reason is, the reason why that's been made so easy for people who are conservative, traditional minded to push all that away is because the people on the left used it as a marketing strategy, not an actual heart issue, not actually a reach out to try to help people issue. It became about money and power, and they used people who they perceived or who people perceived to have a level of victimhood to prey upon those people to make money. And that's what it looks like they did to JoJo Siwa, according to her words.
That's exactly what she's saying, that she feels kind of used. And she's being very soft about it. And really the only reason I think she's coming out and saying this now is because she is very much in love with this young man. And she's sharing herself, dancing with him on social media. So she has to address it because she's had this public persona as being gay. She says, quote, in a weird way, I think the pressure came a little bit from inside the LGBT community at times. Again, very soft way to say it. Siwa has since broken up with her girlfriend and is now in a relationship with a male. She says the relationship has been a beautiful development, a beautiful connection, and I'm absolutely head over heels for him, and he's the same way.
You know, if the people who are utilizing the folks who live in the traditional margins, those who are not part of the, you know, traditional norm, basically what JoJo Siwa is saying here, that she had to come out of the straight closet.
That is exactly what she's saying.
And that, you know, did she pretend to be somebody she wasn't for a while to make people happy?
Shock.
And if she was pretending, I mean, imagine having to be, you know, semi, at least mentally, forced into relationships to make the people around you happy. I mean, this is what has been argued against for decades. And honestly, like, I saw Jillian Michaels on, I think, with Will Kane, talking about Pride Month, and she said, you know, initially Pride Month was set to acknowledge people who had died of disease and those who had been hurt or killed because of their sexuality. Like, that was something that was set aside to acknowledge them. But even Jillian Michaels was saying, like, what they've turned it into now, it's about marketing stuff to people. It's about merchandising, and it's about power and money. And there's, like, if there was Christian Month, If somebody created Christian Month, and now all of a sudden, I don't know, pick which month would be Christian Month? December? Jesus' birthday?
Sure.
Or April. April, Easter.
But it could be in March.
Oh, that's true.
We'll just do both.
Both.
Oh, that's too many months.
We'll do all three.
if you were to have Christian Month and you were to start using that so that you could merchandise things, I think that would be an abomination. If the idea was to push power over people or to extract funds from people because of a cause that was really a worthy cause, but the end goal was just power and money, that would be an unworthy cause, especially if it were a religiously based one. And Jillian Michaels was making that same criticism, like, okay, now we have Pride Month, but what Pride Month is right now is just a way to market people, essentially your virtue, so people shop with you, which is why you put the rainbow on your products, like on your logo, on your business, which way less people are doing now than they did before. Did you see Clayton Kershaw's hat?
Yes.
That's real, right?
Yes.
He really did that, right? Mm-hmm. Clayton Kershaw was wearing the LA Dodgers Pride hat. It says the LA, and it had it in rainbow, and he wrote Genesis 20... or Genesis 19, whatever the Bible verse is about how God says he'll set his bow upon his people and promise to, you know, never flood the earth again. Bold move for him, for Clayton Kershaw to take that step. And I saw that, and it was just written in Sharpie on the hat. And I was thinking, gosh, that's something that would be really easy to AI and put on Clayton Kershaw, who is an outspoken Christian who has talked about these things before. And I was like, gosh, I didn't want to go to air with it because I can't be 100% sure about much anything anymore. But we have people who take advantage of everything to try to push some sort of marketing, money-making angle. And JoJo Siwa, who is a child, who her entire life, honestly, it seems like she's been pushed out in front of people so she could push fame and fortune, I think is a big deal for her to say this. And I'm no JoJo Siwa fan. I don't, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about her.
But this is a pretty big deal because it's she had a public persona. All of her money, all of this industry around her was that.
Yeah.
And she's saying, nope, that wasn't, or at least it's not me now. I don't know how far she's going to say anything other than
she said some very aggressively, my recollection is hateful things about the anti-LGBT. I mean, it was a huge part of her message to the point like where it penetrated my life. And I was like, we're just going to not do that, kids, in my family where I have jurisdiction. My husband and I agree. All right. The YouTube live chat poll is President Trump humble. Yes or no? Your prediction for the results was
55% yes.
Your prediction was
60% yes.
And I said 70% yes. Folks, get on the vote. This is going to be quite an interesting set of results next. You need to vote as well. Is President Trump humble? Yes or no? YouTube.com/@AnnieFryShow. We'll be back in just a minute. Man, that cherry pie is delicious.
It hits.
I never had cherry pie before. First time.
We need some vanilla ice cream with it.
Mm. Ooh, that would balance.
Because Mr. Brawford, who is in here, he's the principal at Holy Cross Lutheran School in Collinsville, a wonderful school. You can Google Holy Cross Lutheran Collinsville and check it out and take a tour or something. Make sure you mention my name when you go. But the cherries in this pie that he made for us, he played X's and O's at the 2 o'clock hour. The cherries are from a cherry tree at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like RFK Jr. approved cherries.
Yeah, they are.
I don't think that the government has gotten their hands on them yet.
You know what this would hit really well with?
Ethan just saluted the pie.
A nice sure surf and turf and a port.
What are you talking about?
Really make a full meal. You know, get some lobster, nice big T-bone. Get a little red wine in there.
If you are being treated to a meal and someone takes you to a nice steak establishment, could be Andrea's, could be anywhere else. If somebody else is buying, maybe acknowledging, thanking you for something, celebrating something that you were involved in, and they're buying, are you looking at the cost when you make your choice?
Yes.
Are you trying to buy the most expensive thing?
Yes.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding. I would not do that.
That's why I've never taken you out to dinner to celebrate anything.
No, I promise you, if you did, I would be getting just like half a chicken breast and some asparagus.
That's not true.
But I do look at the cost because I feel bad. I don't want to get... I also feel bad getting the cheapest thing on the menu because then they know that's why you got it. So it's like you got to fall in that middle category somewhere. You don't want to get the most expensive thing. But you don't want to get just the
I think the trick is to try to find out what they or other people at the table are going to get first.
Or find out what they make.
I was like thinking you meant like the chefs. I thought you meant the food that
they
make.
No, find out how much your friend makes.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's fine. You can afford it.
Yeah.
Ethan, how are you, if you're being treated to something, and not like a family member or something like that, some sort of professional... Chip Carey's taking you out for doing such a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is...
I think I might have thrown a wrinkle in there that made this more complicated.
I had an answer, but now it's Chip Carey.
Well, here's the thing. Chip Carey will force me to get something not cheap, probably. He would probably be like...
That's the type of guy.
No, Chip. Eat something. Get something bigger.
Get something you want more. Yeah.
It's like, eat it. Eat the food. That's
so
what he'd
Chip
be like.
Chip Carey's a pusher.
Yeah. He's kind of like dad, you know? He's like, you know, I'll get something. Eat.
No,
eat,
like,
kid.
Like,
I'm going to take care
like
of you.
Like a cool uncle, not
yeah,
dad.
Yeah.
Big That's brother.
Good, yeah, good way to put it. Uncle Chip.
that tracks.
We'll call him the Uncle Chip next time I see him.
Real quick, when we were in Hawaii, we have a 2-year-old, my 2-year-old niece. For whatever reason, I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a good reason, but she took a liking to Jared.
Okay.
Sorry, Jared. This 2-year-old just really took a shine to my husband, Jared. And so people were like, you want to go see Uncle Jared? And she'd get all smiley and go, yeah. But then she started calling him. And she couldn't say Uncle Jared, so she called him Pumpkin Jared, which is just so cute.
cute.
So he's Pumpkin Jared now.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
The YouTube live chat poll for today.
Real quick, though.
Mm-hmm.
What would you eat if you were eating with Chip Carey?
I would go like what is the median cost Mm-hmm. I would absolutely look at the prices, and I would try to eat at the median cost or a little bit lower. But you're right. You don't need to go get the cheapest thing.
For me, I look at something that says market price, and I just say, give me two.
Again, why I've never taken you out to celebrate anything.
With him.
Or I've had you over to celebrate things many times or to work, and I've provided you many chicken wings.
Many chicken wings and fries.
And fries.
Very good seasoned fries that you get.
Is President Trump humble, yes or no? You are, Ryan?
I'm a no.
You're a no. Ethan?
I'm also a no.
Ethan?
I'm also a no. Multitasking over here, not doing it well.
I'm a yes. I think he is humble. I don't think it's right to say that he is not humble. So my default is to say that he is. I think he is a humble man. I don't think he's always humble in presence. I'm not going to convince people who think differently to change their mind. Russell said, I voted no. However, there are multiple extensions of humble, which I think he does have some of those, but still voted no since there were only two options. And Ron said, I voted for Trump. I love Trump. I still voted no. Humble is not his most common mode. LOL. Is President Trump humble? Yes or no? Ethan, you got the results?
228 votes. 48% say yes. 52% say no.
So close.
Wow.
Keep it here. Mark Reardon Show next.